Toronto, daytime TV mainstay Marilyn Dennis says she's looking forward to spending more time with family as she prepares to step away from her weekday talk show after 13 seasons. The veteran broadcaster said Thursday that CTV's The Marilyn Dennis Show will end June 9, and that a month-long celebration of show highlights, audience surprises and special guests will begin May 8. She added that she will continue her radio gig as co-host of the weekday morning slot on Toronto's Chum 104.5, which she's held since 1986. "I want to be clear, I'm not retiring and I'm very, very healthy," Dennis said as her voice wavered slightly. "I'm going to be 65, that's true. But life is really, really good and I look forward to spending more time with my family, especially that beautiful granddaughter Everly." Dennis, who said she will also continue to host Marilyn Dennis Does a Podcast, made the announcement in front of a live studio audience that hooted and cheered as she kicked off the show. An enthusiastic, largely female in-person audience has long been one of the hallmarks of Dennis' tenure at the Bell Media Studio on 299 Queen Street West, where locals and tourists alike could sometimes be seen lining up on the sidewalk before showtime on a weekday morning. Dennis has hosted the eponymous entertainment and lifestyle series for 13 seasons, and before that, helmed CityTV's daily show, CityLine, for nearly 20 years. Hosting a national television show has been a career highlight, and such a rewarding and fulfilling chapter in my life, but after more than 3 decades of balancing my radio show with a daytime series, I'm ready to step away and refocus on my family and other projects, Dennis added in a press release. The Marilyn Dennis Show airs weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. CTV said its new daytime programming lineup, including a new series, will be announced later this year. Dennis began her radio career in 1976. Her TV career began by reporting on sports, weather, and entertainment at CTV Calgary, while also working as a freelance reporter for TSN. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 13, 2023. The Canadian Press.